Oh, that's okay. Now, Buongiorno. Do I raise my right hand when I hear that noise? I feel like I just went through one of those ear examinations. What do you call them?
Audiology.
Audiology. What? Audi who? Audi? I knew a guy named Audi. Audi Augie.
He lived in New York.
Who? Wasn't he a cowboy?
Was it? Audrey.
Oh,
Gene Autry.
Audrey.
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
My car's an Audi.
Your car's an Audi?
My car.
Yeah, it's got all the Cheerios on it in the front, on the grill. It's got Cheerios on the grill. That's, whenever I see a car with Cheerios on the grill, that's an Audi. I want to put milk in it.
I have an Innie.
You haven't. Now, listen.
You want to see it?
I said, I'm wearing a shirt with snaps on it, not buttons, so I could remove my shirt real quick. I didn't mean that you have to take everything off, too.
Okay.
But, Bill, if that's how you feel comfortable, I will gladly remove my shirt.
I think it would make me unique among mayors if I were to try something.
God bless
like
you.
That.
Oh, by the way, I didn't introduce our special guest in the studio other than the usual cronies. Jeez Louise. No, not Louise. His name is Mayor Bill Finch of the city of Bridgeport, Connecticut. Bridgeport by the sea is where I always want to be. And we are literally broadcasting from downtown Bridgeport, aren't we, Bill
Absolutely.
Finch?
Absolutely. The beautiful downtown Bridgeport where I saw the magic show here next door by David Martin.
David Martin.
For the Lighthouse. It was terrific.
Yes, it was awesome. At the Playhouse on the Green. We're right across from Jasper McLeavy Green, the incredible mayor that was mayor, what, eight-term mayor in the 50s, 30s through the 50s. 58, I think, he left finally.
Yeah. You know, one of the most amazing things about that building, though, is that was the first city hall and the last city hall we ever had built as a city hall. And who knows who was the most famous person who spoke there?
I do.
No, other than P.T. Barnum.
I do.
Who?
Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
That man in the back, give him a cherry pop.
Yeah.
That man in the back, by the way, is another special guest, and I'm honored to have a fellow Vietnam veteran with me who actually was able to, painfully too, but it was a catharsis for him. And many of the veterans coming home today from the Iraqi wars are suffering from the same thing he and I are suffering from, and that's post-traumatic stress disorder. It's a book called These Scars Are Sacred. And the kind of scars we're talking about are scars in your heart and soul and mind. His name is Elliot Storm, and I'm so happy to have you with us today. Semper Fi, Elliot.
Good morning, John, and Semper Fi. It is an honor to be on your show at last.
God bless you. And Elliot's helped me a lot with the Veterans Administration because of his know-how. And he's helped me a great deal. And Mayor Bill Finch and I have been friends for many years. And Billy, to come here aboard my Festival Italiano on WDJZ is indeed an honor. You know, I've been away from radio for a while, and thanks
too
to...
Long.
Too long is right.
One month too long. One month without John Labarca is too long here in Bridgeport. We're glad you're back.
Oh, man, I'm here to stay. You know that.
And now we have another cause to work on. We worked on a lot of causes, and helping our vets is a great cause to
I
be
love it.
United in.
You're right. It's something called... you know, you heard of No Child Left Behind, but we have to remember our veterans, the young and old alike. No veteran left behind. You know, we have young boys and young ladies coming home, and they're not the same. And the bad part about it is, Mayor, the families don't know how to act.
Mm.
They don't understand. A book like this is very helpful.
It's like so many other things in mental health. If you can get the families as part of the therapy, you're going to build a stronger family and a stronger individual in recovery as a result.
Absolutely. And you know, you've been up in the state senate for a while. I know you resigned your seat because you're serious about being mayor. And I'm glad to hear that because I know you could make things happen. You got to give this guy a chance to make things happen because he wants it to. And I applaud you for it.
Thank you.
Bravo.
And you're part of it, John. You know, you've always been the heart and soul of the city. And
my heart will always be with Bridgeport.
We know when there's a good cause, whether it's helping our vets or helping our homeless or, you know, working on all the issues
cancer
with education.
Or we did that, too.
The swim and all the great things you've done. That's part of a community. That's what makes Bridgeport such a great place is our arts people.
And it's unique.
You're one
city.
Of our great leaders. So
God love you.
I'm glad you're back. Oof. Back in the saddle again.
Back in the... We were talking about Gene Autry, weren't we?
You know, if I give him a cue, it doesn't take much, does it?
He takes any opportunity to sing, Mayor.
Oh, yeah.
The boys in the band, of course.
And I have to say one thing. All these people here look much better than they sound on radio.
Don't they? And usually it's the other way around, isn't it? Like, you have a face for television. Elliot's... Elliot and and Laura should be on stage. And then there's Dennis Bird should be on the next stage leaving, and then John DelVecchio, he's John on Del something Vecchio's that's here. Flying. And
wait, did he bring food? You can't get in here without your
usually
famous.
He does.
He's a great cook.
Oh. He used to go home while we're on the show and make puttanesca. Pasta, puttanesca.
For years, I worked for John, waiting tables, so I can tell you I've sampled everything that he's cooked.
You were at the Marcajon a lot then.
Oh, yeah.
Marcajon Society on Beer Street in Bridgeport. Very nice organization.
And the ICC.
And the Italian Community Center.
And the Italian Club on
Front Street, the Roma Club.
My dad was president for many, many years at a Roma Club.
I know all the dishwashers that don't work.
Right? Remember the great late Santi Peruli? I used to love having Santi. He used to talk about a cheese table, and the way he said it was so funny. You know, he had a cute accent, Italian accent. I'm Sicilian.
I'm Bonanima.
Bonanima, Santi, and his beautiful family. But he used to say, a cheese a table. I said, what are they going to do, carve a table out of cheese? I want to see this.
Well, he was a great manager. He never spent a dime.
No, he didn't. They finally put a roof on the place, I heard. The Santi Peruli roof.
It was al fresco. It was al fresco before that.
I'm only kidding. John DelVecchio's with us his Italian shirt. Now, I want to thank my son, Jack LaBarca from Bulldog Designs for improving the website again, and there are going to be many exciting things. I mean, on my website alone, we've had over 11,000 to 14,000 hits on a particular day, Mayor.
That's fantastic. Bill. I'm going to try to get it on my BlackBerry.
You got to get it. It's johnlabarca.net. That's www.johnlabarca.net. We got to start a party. Now, this is typical of the kinds of parties, Elliot. You're Sicilian. Bill, I'm going to make you a Sicilian today. And we have to do that behind closed doors. I hope you don't mind.
It won't hurt, will it?
Of course.
I've already done that. You'll be around John. You know, he slobbers on you all the time.
Now I got to hear it from the mayor. But it's true. I mean, Italians don't know how to shake hands. We hug. I got to feel your body close to mine. No, wait a minute. I meant... Never mind. Going back to when I was a kid. By the way, if you want to call, it's 367-4395. Operators are standing by.
I'm looking at your website. There isn't one recipe on here yet.
What? There is. There's a recipe in there on... let's see, Brajol, Mama's Brajol.
Oh, all right, okay.
Have you ever had a Brajol?
Yes, the little wrapped up meats.
Yeah,
with
isn't that great?
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know how to make the best Brajol because it's my mother's recipe, Bill. I'm going to give it to you.
All right. But I still don't see recipes.
How about my mama's pasta gulado?
Pasta gulado, eh? Yeah. That's good stuff. That'll put you away for a week.
That's right.
What?
I was just curious. Just a question, and you know, as a listener and enjoying part, do we play music on this show?
Shut up! We're going to play a lot of music. This is a typical party. Somebody is being yelled at. Will you come over here and sing? This is a typical fun time at an Italian house. I had an Italian house in Brooklyn. My father, my mother, my brothers, my cousins, people I don't even know used to come by, and this is what it sounded like. Mayor Bill Finch from Bridgeport, my guest at Elliot Storm. These scars are sacred.
Ragazzi, guardate chi è venuto a trovarci all'osteria.
Amber di chi te vedo. Angelona la Bardona ma all'oppona ve d'ordinona.
Proprio lei in persona.
A fall'oppona, vieni qua, vieni a fangotto con noi.
A cagarella, portaci un altro litro di quello che ho per incanti e arce davanti.
Giovinotti, chi di voi mi ha fatto chiamare?
Io.
Chi sei?
Augusto Svetola, per piacere.
Che te serve?
Angelo, starici vanno sentiti da noi, tu stornelli di quelli con peperoncino in punta.
Ho capito.
Ta senti, ta risponde, mi hanno detto che tu la leggi bene lo stornello, ma t'avverto che io so pesante con la battuta.
Puro l'antri dicevano d'essere pesanti, e poi te lo stesi.
Gli dama, Angelo?
Sveglia da belle senti, stornelli a sceglie, sai giuramenti tui come le foglie. E le frattaglie.
Tu signorino mio, assai charmante, te credi d'esse bello e seducente. Sei come un fiore al sole, rilucente, ma chi ti spoglia non c'è, e trova niente.
Ah bella, ben mo come te la senti la canna?
Io bene, tu piuttosto come stai? Te vedo un po' bianco e te sento il fiatone, che caschi?
Angelo, te sbagli. Vedrai che costantra tu botte, che talento te piego come giunco.
Io invece prima del finale te stenno lungo, dai, dai, agù.
Oh, di sto cuore mio, sì che te dici. Amore non più guerra, famo la pace. Tu metti il vaso, io metto la radice.
Yeah! Hey! Bill Finch was dancing all over the studio. Actually, he spilled coffee on his pants. Now you'll have an excuse to show me your innie. No, I'm only kidding.